This was to be a war of annihilation.
Fought in every theater of war and suffered horrific casualties.
Prisoners of war were assembled. Within 9 months, 2 million of them were dead. Many starved to death in captivity.
During the war, we helped man the guns.
You've done a great job for the country and we're proud of you, but you can't wear the medal.
Be a war of annihilation. This was to be a war of annihilation. This was to be a war of annihilation.
Gather round, let me kick another storyline about a guy who was broken, wanted to shine. He joined the army cause he had no choice but to heed a little voice bugging his mind like, you better do yourself some good. Do the math, kid, to get drafted, cause you've been looking for a while, and the army gonna help you out, join the single file. Training was rough, but he had more meals, fresh uniforms, shiny boots, never mind the drills. Along the line he met this beautiful lady, things working out, got married and had a baby. Then suddenly he got a letter from his HQ, they got a funny way of making income papers shake you. To summarize it, he was going to war, served the nation to the death across the shores, told his wife watched her cry till her eyes turned sore.
This was to be a war of annihilation. This was to be a war of annihilation. This was to be a war of annihilation. This was to be a war of annihilation.
It was crazy. His backpack was nearly his weight. Ammunition, cold ration, thinking what could be my fate. Weighing out the pros and cons, put his mind in a state of random thoughts of him and his family. Snap out, this is war, try to act manly. Destination, crack of dawn, they arrive, whistling the BG song, staying alive. All of a sudden, they heard a big rebel forces attacking. Yeah, you know the drill, take cover. This was combat for real. What would happen to his wife and kid if he got killed? 2 weeks of hardcore action somewhat turned him into a zombie. He didn't feel the bullet, should have been more careful. Back home, situation got his wife fearful. Started sobbing when she saw the military vehicle.
This was to be a war of annihilation. This was to be a war of annihilation. This was to be a war of annihilation. This was to be a war of annihilation.
We're burning dead bars every day, every day, every day. You got used to it.
This was to be a war of annihilation.
After a while, you don't know nothing. Nothing bothers you. That's why your conscience, you know, gets inside of you and stays there until today. You know, somebody else is inside of me that tells me from time to time, you get awake, what happened, why we did such a thing.